scientific inquiry. In the Boston Museum of Science, the Girl Scouts spend the night, bartering to sleep with dinosaurs or along the balcony so that the sun will wake them as it slides through the harbor. The day before they sleep, they view the night sky in the planetarium's round room. They learn that stars are too far to know, that whole galaxies elude us, drifting off somewhere beyond what telescopes can see. But here, on the ceiling, the stars take shape, connected by lines that create pictures and with them sense. Here a bear, there seven sisters holding hands. In one exhibit, they walk through a heart, hear their own voices ring in the separate chambers, a shrill heartbeat. They see the body, bare of its skin, with onion peels of organs and vessels, tall and visiskin statues, wired in veins. They learn that there is too much to see all at once. The body cannot reveal itself in that way. They learn to take it slowly, to ask permission before lifting the plastic layers. A bulky liver, floppy lungs, hinged ribs that open like a tabernacle. They ask with their eyes looking up all question and expectation and clarity. They know more will be revealed in this body. But for now, when they turn to run, they grab the hand of the girl beside them, those clamped palms, a damp commitment.